Thank you for joining me again today for Central Moments. Some of you join, this is part of your daily devotional activity. Thank you for again being here. Perhaps others of you just tuning in for the first time. We're releasing these as we work up towards the Christmas season, and we're in Luke chapter 1 right now. And we come to that amazing moment where the Lord, through the angel Gabriel, comes to Mary. Mary would just be a teenage girl. And her relative, Elizabeth, we're not sure how they're related. Many believe they're cousins, but her relative, Elizabeth, who had become John the Baptist's mom, is already in her sixth month of pregnancy. And that's where we start in verse 26 of Luke 1. In that sixth month of her pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth in a town in Galilee. And Nazareth was a very small town, probably the size of a football field, maybe no more than 400 people. And you have this young girl, still a teenager, Mary. And she had been pledged to be married to Joseph, a descendant of David. Today we would roughly say they were engaged. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." In verse 29, the next verse, here's Mary's response. She's greatly troubled at his words. Wonder what kind of greeting this might be. Could you imagine that? You're just all of a sudden, the Lord comes. And an angel looks at you and said, "You are highly favored of the Lord. And the Lord's with you." Well, now it's time to say, "Do not be afraid." That's what the angel says next. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call his name Jesus." You'll call him Jesus. He'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. That's really the larger message of the gospel. It's not that just Jesus forgives our sins and gives us eternal life. It's that Jesus is the ruler. Jesus will rule and lead, and the kingdom of heaven will push out the kingdom of evil. "Well, how will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." And the angel answered, and this is the second time that the Holy Spirit is mentioned in Luke chapter 1. Mentioned four times totally, but this is the second time. "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Now this was very unique, of course, to Mary. She's a virgin. Instead of a physical father, the Holy Spirit, he said, will overshadow you, and there will be the conception of life. You, human mother, but the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus called God his Father, his Heavenly Father, he was definitely speaking the truth in a profound way that we could never say. He was 100% human and 100% God, because the Holy Spirit would overshadow him. But I'm impressed with those words. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and something will be conceived within you. Jesus would grow up. And during his years of ministry, John 3, verse 7, he says to Nicodemus, "You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again." And he speaks of this conceiving of life that brings birth. "For the wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it's going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." And it's true that when we come to Christ, there's an overshadowing of the Spirit. There's a work of the Holy Spirit that brings new life, that kind of conceives the very life of Jesus in us. Not that we become Jesus, not that we're the sons of God, that we're Messiahs in the way Jesus was, but his life is born into. And he talks about when you come to God in his name, we're born again inside. That's why Titus, in Titus 3, verse 5, he saves us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. There it is, rebirth and renewal. Two ways of saying the same thing. The Holy Spirit brings us new life. So may our response to that be like Mary's back in Luke chapter 1. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Father, we pray if our hearts aren't right with you, that you will come and wash away our sin because of what you did at the cross. And let your spirit bring rebirth and renewal within us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.